Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 18, starting in verse 18 and ending in verse 30. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question: "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him, "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother." The man replied, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." When Jesus heard his answer, he said, "There is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God! In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who in the world can be saved?" He replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." Peter said, "We've left our homes to follow you." "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come." Once again, that was Luke chapter 18, verse 18 through 30 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The rich young man walked away from Jesus, the King of creation, because he was possessed by his possessions. This is a warning for anyone who owns anything. Two things are going on in this story. First, the rich young man had obeyed some of the commandments, but had not kept the commandments about rest, wanting what belongs to others, and having no other gods other than the Lord. Jesus didn't ask him about these commandments, but challenged the man to action: sell your possessions, follow Jesus, and have a life that is truly rich. This wasn't a mental exercise, but a chance to change. Second, the man was asked to put Jesus, who is God, above all else, to leave behind what he most treasured for the greatest treasure of all. Instead of being overjoyed at the invitation to the greatest life, the rich young man was sad. Part of being a follower of Jesus means giving things up. Our Father prunes away things in our life that slow us down for the race of faith. This pruning sets us free and helps us grow, but it is not pleasant at the time. God does not force things away from us. He gives us the choice. God wants us to change bad habits and friendships that will hurt us. The Lord may also at times ask us to give up something good so that we can focus on what is best. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Are you living the life of the rich young man, obeying God in some things but missing his invitation to rest and follow him? What might God be asking you to let go of so that you can run free? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.